Australian tennis player Alex de Minaur has been forced to pull out of the Tokyo Olympics just days before he was due to fly to Japan after testing positive to COVID-19. It's left the world number 17 shattered, and while he likely contracted the virus in Spain, where he lives, it's sent a chilling reminder to Australian athletes around the world as they prepare to embark. In another blow, Australian women's basketballer Liz Cambage has also withdrawn due to panic attacks. Matt Bamford reports.
It's the news every Olympian would fear the most.
Alex de Minaur has had a positive test at his mandatory 96-hour and 72-hour pre-departure tests. So as a consequence, sadly, Alex will be unable to join the Australian team here in Tokyo.
After months of shifting scenarios, including the 12-month postponement of the Games, Ian Chesterman, chef de mission for the Australian Olympic team, says it's a gut-wrenching blow for the tennis player.
We're very disappointed for Alex. He said that he's shattered not being able to come. It's been a dream since he was a child to represent Australia.
The 22-year-old was due to compete in the men's singles and doubles tournaments, but will now be recovering at his home in Spain, where COVID cases are spiking. His replacement is yet to be confirmed. Last-minute challenges have also struck Australia's basketball teams, with Liz Cambage pulling out due to panic attacks. A statement from her says she struggled with her mental health and recently has been worried about heading into an Olympic bubble. And there's concern for the men's squad, which has been playing exhibition matches with the US team in Las Vegas. One of the American players has tested positive for COVID and another is under investigation. De Minaur's positive test is a sobering reminder for Australian athletes across the globe who are in the midst of their final preparations.
Yeah, it's devastating, and it's probably a bit of a reality check for a lot of Aussies who are preparing in all different parts of the world. It's like you can never be too careful.
Even though she's fully vaccinated, US-based 1500-metre runner Jess Hull has been taking extra precautions.
Especially wearing a mask now. I never did that prior, but now it's like I don't even think once we're in the clear from coronavirus, whenever that might be, I don't even think I'll ever travel again without a mask.
Those on home soil aren't immune either. Relay runner Annalise Ruby has been forced to train through Sydney's winter lockdown while her teammates acclimatised to the Japanese summer in Cairns.
We're still training with masks on and sort of wiping down everything before and after we use it.
Can you describe what it's like trying to train with a face mask?
You get a lot of sweat all around your mouth, which is disgusting because it gets so hot under the face mask. Just when your lungs are absolutely burning and you really need to take that deep breath in of oxygen, that's when the fabric gets stuck in your mouth. And so all you get is a huge breath of fabric. So it's not ideal, but not much has been ideal in this preparation.
Maintaining focus is her top priority.
We as athletes, we've been training for our whole lives is to focus on what we can control and not be distracted by the uncontrollables. What we can control is just our day-by-day training. So it's just focusing on doing the best we can every single day.
As he prepares to fly out tomorrow for his 7th Olympics, men's hockey coach Colin Batch says the Kookaburras will draw on their teammates for support.
I think you build up this, okay, we're going through it again, we know what to do, and you just go into plan B, and that is, you know, if everyone's well in the group, then you stay as a group, and I think we're going to find that in Tokyo, particularly in the village.
Well, it would have been incredibly difficult 12 months. For a lot of these athletes, this will be maybe one of their only opportunities to attend the Olympics or to at least perform.
University of Melbourne psychologist Courtney Walton says the athletes' village will help settle their nerves.
So I think that athletes are going to be trying to do everything they can to kind of come together and use that support network there to get them through what's probably going to be a pretty unique and challenging Olympic Games.
For Annalise Ruby, it'll only be real once she's on the ground.
That day, I'm going to get goosebumps walking into the village and actually being able to feel like, okay, I'm in Tokyo and this is the Olympics and it's go, go, go from here.
Australian relay runner Annalise Ruby there, and that was Matt Bamford reporting.